Three requirements for spiritual peace. When we experience such love, we attain a deep level of peace. A verse from the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text 39, confirms this with these words. A faithful man who is dedicated to transcendental knowledge and who subdues his senses is eligible to achieve knowledge, and having achieved it, he quickly attains a supreme spiritual peace. Three practices, none of which is sufficient alone, are necessary in order to attain the supreme spiritual peace. As a brief review of some of the points we have discussed so far, let us describe these practices. They can serve as reminders of how to maintain a path of steady, committed spiritual development. Number one, first of all, we must have faith. Sometimes we are embarrassed by the necessity for faith, but we should remember that it is implicit in everything we do. Think about it. When we walk, we have faith that our legs will move. When we eat a meal, we have faith that our body will digest the food. When we go to sleep, we have faith that we will wake up again. We need make no apology about the importance of faith, but we must learn to invest our faith wisely. If we make an intelligent investment by placing our faith in spiritual realities, we will obtain positive results. But if we invest poorly by concentrating on the transitory aspects of existence, we will become sad and disappointed, having failed to honor our birthright. Number two, the second prerequisite for spiritual peace is to keep the mind properly absorbed in transcendental knowledge. When we do so, we are less affected by the impermanence and suffering of the material world. It is important to note, however, that the knowledge must be transcendental, beyond this material realm, not just relative or transitory. To gain exposure to such knowledge, we can read scriptures, perform worship, chant, meditate, and pray, attend lectures, listen to tapes, and associate with others with similar interest. Number three, the third requirement is to regulate the senses. As explained earlier, this is the key to conquering lust. Without mastery of the senses, we will simply act spontaneously, emotionally, and erratically. Our control of the senses is intimately related to our control of the mind. Remember the old saying, an idle mind is the devil's workshop. The way in which we fix the mind determines whether we master the senses or are controlled by them, and whether the mind serves the intelligence and the soul or interferes with their development. These three practices, executed under proper leadership and guidance, can guarantee anyone full success. Spiritual life is about developing sufficient mastery to put an end to our imprisonment in this material world. That is why spiritual practices aim to regulate the senses, put the mind under control, and allow the intelligence to be stimulated by the soul. The soul is completely cognizant of our relationship to the Godhead. As soon as the mind stops its interference, we naturally overflow with realization and the higher pleasures of eternality and bliss.